No matter how many times I hear that story, it still blows my mind that God would send his son to be born as a little baby to a humble, poor couple just from Nazareth. You've heard in the scriptures it says, can anything good come from Nazareth? And we know that something very good has come from Nazareth indeed. But Nazareth didn't have a good reputation in those days. And God chose this very humble girl, very poor girl, Mary, to be the childbearer of his very own son. It's hard to imagine, isn't it, just to fathom that God, the mighty God of the universe, the creator of all things, would get that involved with Mary and with all of us, because he sent the Saviour through Mary, not just for Mary, but for the salvation of the whole world. That's been prophesied all through the Old Testament, and the whole lead up of the Old Testament and the history of Israel and their history was leading up to this point, the coming of the Saviour. It was prophesied that he would be born in Bethlehem. It was prophesied that he would be born of a virgin. It was prophesied that he would be the Son of God. There are so many prophecies fulfilled by Jesus Christ in his birth, in his life, in his death, in his resurrection, and some yet to be fulfilled when he comes again. So today, as we celebrate Christ and his first coming, the miraculous conception and his birth into a family, into our human realm, we just remember that he's actually going to come back again and all people will see him. You know, this story was written so long ago, and it's hard for us to imagine in that culture, in that context, just the reality of it all. But if you can put yourself in that story as a human being, being spoken to by angels, we can't even comprehend that. Being a virgin who became pregnant, we can't even comprehend that. But God does miraculous things, and even though it was written so long ago, it doesn't make it irrelevant. It's just as relevant today as it ever was, because God sent a Saviour for all people, for all time, and this was his method for doing it in a very humble, simple way. So I think many people dismiss the story because of its simplicity, because they're things that we can't really comprehend or understand or believe. But I think that's why so many children come to saving faith as children, because they do have, you know, just more simplistic understanding. It's us adults who make it a bit more complicated and argue and think, well, that can't be, how could that be? But God wants us to be like Mary, who when the angel spoke to her and said, you're going to miraculously conceive, she didn't say, oh, don't be stupid. She said, how can this be? And the angel said to her that the Holy Spirit will come upon you and God in his miraculous power will create new life in you, and you'll just bear the Son of God in your body. God became a human being. God came to live in Mary. Imagine God living inside you. You know, we don't have to imagine so much about that physically, but God still comes to live inside of us spiritually today. He sends his Holy Spirit to come and live inside us and to build and create new life in us in a spiritual sense. We'll never have to bear the Son of God. That's been done. And that once was enough for all humankind. Saviour of us all. But he wants to come and live inside of us in a spiritual sense so that we can have new life, so that we can experience his love and his joy and his peace and all the good gifts that Jesus Christ came to bring us. All the good gifts that God wants to bestow on us, all the reasons why he sent Jesus as Lord and Saviour, was so that he could come and live inside you and have relationship for the rest of your life until we meet him, till he comes again or we go home to see him face to face. That was always his plan all along, right from the very beginning, from the beginning story, from the creation story, right up to this point in your life, in your story, in this point in history. It has been God's plan for you all along to even be sitting right here and listening to this message, because God wants you to know he loves you, that he sent Jesus as a baby so you could come to him and know that he's not scary. He's just someone you can relate to as a human being who experienced all the things that you have in your life. And he died for you. He didn't you know, to stay a baby. He grew up, and by about 33 years old, he died a sacrificial death on the cross so that all people could be forgiven for all their wrong things that they've ever done and be reconciled to God. And he didn't stay dead. He rose again. He ascended to heaven, and one day he will return. So this is the biblical story that Christians believe. It's not complex. It's really simple. But it's the story that God has written for you and for me and for each one of us, so that we can be written into his story and become part of his great big family, the family of God. And so if it's okay with you, I'd love to pray a little prayer and just invite Jesus to come live in us afresh today by the power of his Holy Spirit, so that we can receive God inside of us. So if you want to pray along, please just do so silently in your heart. You don't have to. If you're not comfortable praying, maybe just sit with your eyes closed. But I'm going to pray now. God, thank you so much for the gift of Jesus Christ, and for this story of his birth, and for the biblical story of his life and his death and his resurrection and ascension. We just offer ourselves afresh to you today. We want to be like Mary, who said, let it be to us as you want it to be, Lord. And we invite you to come into our lives today. We pray that your Holy Spirit will come and fill us. Just fill us up, Lord, with your Holy Spirit, so that we can have you living inside us, so that we can experience your love and your joy and your peace, all the good gifts that you want to give us and bestow upon us through faith in Jesus Christ. Come into our lives today. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.